There are so many things I would love to talk about. I wrote a lot of them down in my emails. I had like an implosion in my brain. I watched The Roadrunner, a film on Anthony Bourdain, and a friend long ago introduced me to the show No Reservations, and it was so wonderful ever since to learn all that I could about Anthony Bourdain. And I know till this day, like, it's not really been that long. People still give thanks and praise to not only, the culinary gifts that he provided, but so much more. He really launched into that, look what is happening around the rest of the world while the rest of us eat cake. Pretty wide opening view. And I really take a lot of that to heart. And it has me always thinking about ways to improve what I'm out here spreading my message about. And sometimes it's just random conversations, and sometimes it's some deep stuff. Sometimes it's so deep that my brain has a hard time even keeping up, depending who I'm talking to. But I really enjoyed that movie. Yeah, it was just really good. And of course, me and my sounds, I am just so bad at those sounds, at getting rid of them. And then I'm really bad. You know what's so funny? There's like these app things now where I don't like it on my phone, where the app will just like kind of like open up a window on the front screen, and I can't stand it. It's such a distraction. But yeah, I don't know. It was a good one. So if you don't know who Anthony Bourdain is, born and bred chef out in New York City, and then world traveler, always speaking beautiful commentary. And just, I don't know, just check it out. And then for my own things, like I said, just is it's a good film, really, because then it just allows you to open up and really check in with yourself. What am I doing? How am I being a positive change? If I can't change the whole world at once, what are things you'd like to see or hope or work toward or gather with other folks to assist with change? And so on and so forth. And yeah, so that'd be beautiful. And it's interesting. That's how I started out my month in very deep, great thought with that film of Anthony Bourdain. We are in early September, and everyone's freaking out because summer is quote unquote over in the Midwest and East Coast, but there are still hot days. There is still interesting things happening, and there's still the thought in my mind, why do I speak all these words on a podcast? I don't know what I'm gonna do with, but I guess I'll just keep at it. And then I debate because I've tried to do the live stuff or the recorded videos where I just talk. I don't know, but I'll just keep doing it this way because this way is convenient too. I can just hurry up, grab it, have a thought, and post it, which is beautiful. But I plan on celebrating this autumn season and the autumn equinox that is to come at the end of the month with a cacao ceremony. And if you don't know what that is, I have posted it on my Instagram. Cacao is the seed. You could say that cocoa would come from. There are lots of companies that sell the cacao. It is pretty much, if you look, like the chocolate, but it's not processed. It's not cocoa. It's not, oh, what's a better way to do this? Yeah, I'm a little tired today. So cacao are the pods, the beans that have the cocoa that comes out of the cacao after pressing the fat out and of the beans and after fermentation. Then they call them cocoa. That is why when you have chocolate, if you get organic and you'll see those percentages on it, it is not as sweet and sugary as it might be. So there, it's basically the cacao beans are going through a processing of such. And you can find all the exact process of what happens there if you look online. Now let's move forward into the history there and benefits. So cacao ceremonies originally served as religious rituals for ancient native Mesoamerican cultures. And I, oh my gosh, that's crazy. I am quite into nature and culture. And so mine will be a bit different, but it will be wonderful. It will be here in Cleveland, Ohio, in my space. Spaces are limited. You're more than welcome to register and join. But I was just having this conversation because when I was a kid, I did a report on the Aztecs. Don't know why. Just always kind of had this little thing with the Aztecs. I went to the fair yesterday, one of many. I've been fair hopping. And I picked up and had just absolutely had to take. There's two ritual books, and both with Native American, but one especially to the Aztecs. And then looking up the cacao ceremony. Used as a tool to lift the spirits of the soon-to-be sacrificed in the Aztec kingdom. My dad watched a movie on the Aztecs, and yes, they were, as many cultures back in history, were known as sacrificing to keep the sun and the moon. And honestly, that's not even barbaric if you think about it. Families sacrificed animals and were going to sacrifice their first children in biblical times where there was God and Jesus. So it's interesting to see, though, that this cacao is also sacrificed in the Aztec kingdom, which was required in a marriage ceremony due to its link to fertility, which is also interesting. And sometimes also into the baptism ceremonies and birth of a child. But that is interesting because, as we say, with death is life, with dark is light, with light is dark, with life is death. So it's interesting that they would literally do a sacrifice to then celebrate in marriage for fertility to bring another life in. Very interesting. But yeah, nonetheless, cacao ceremonies have been there around. So way back, and again, the Mayans and Aztec traditions in Central and South America. Quite interesting, obviously. Things don't happen here anymore, but it's such a sacred expression of the ancient ritual. And the wellness community has brought a lot of these into their community to not only celebrate or obviously sacrifice, but to celebrate life, to celebrate still that connection with earth, with nature. You know, going into the fall, there's that sense of we're going to into that cold, dark death of winter to be reborn in the spring. But I celebrate mine with autumn and fall equinox because of that change of the season, that time to allow yourself to just rip off the coverings and bring yourself new into season. So there will not be any sacrifices. But it is so interesting. And if you look or watch a lot of the movies, of course, link between blood and heart and cacao. A lot of those sacrifices, in a lot of cultures, it was that stabbing and taking out of the heart. Usually while the person was still alive. And some people were prepared, some cultures, they kind of knew. And in others, it kind of happened whether you wanted to live or die. It's a cruel, cruel world out there in history and today. But so ours will be celebrated more progressively, some yoga, some sound healing, and some cacao, because there is this state that it can take one to that is so invigorating. So that will be happening September. You can find that on my page, on my Instagram, or anywhere really. I'm Kermita Smiles. Just look me up. You'll find it. But we do have it happening in autumn. So it is going to be wonderful, 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 wonderful in September. So should be good. September 23rd. Feel free to join me. As always, listen to all my events.
will be donation based. But here we are 10 minutes in. I have some new plants I'm excited about. Waiting for my tea tree to come back to life. Interesting story with that tea tree also, but that is for another time. I'm just really intrigued and so curious of this Aztec ancestral kind of connection that is popping up. So I'm looking forward to diving deeper into that side of things. But as always, I shall leave you. If you have any questions or wonderings, and if you have not seen Roadrunner by Anthony Bourdain, I encourage you to do so. I'm going to finish out my list of things that I need to do, which is what got me spun into the ideas of coming on and chit-chatting and posting for Lundi. What day will that be? That will be on Labor Day. So I hope everyone does the opposite of what I'm doing and enjoys their time off and enjoys their processes and families and friends and nature while I am out here using these holidays, as I have done and always do, to kind of revolt away from things and catch up and clean and explore and connect myself in nature. And take care.